Hi, nice to welcome back Charlie Wetmore from Cascade Mountain Winery. Cascade Mountain Winery, of course, had a real big event last summer, and they're back in the music business again, coming up on Saturday, May the 12th at 7 p.m., when they will present Ian Flanagan. Charlie, nice to speak to you again today.
Nice to be here again, Miles.
So tell me, what does a vintner like you do over the course of the wintertime?
pray for a good year.
I guess that's about the only thing you can do. It's better than hibernating anyways.
That's true, yeah. We do some planning and come up with some new ideas, but it is quiet.
So let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen at the winery now that we're into spring, hopefully, and into the rest of the year.
So we're going to start right off. Excited to start off with Ian Flanagan and to demonstrate once again that we're serious about getting unique and talented people up there to put on performances that you can't see, that are unique, and then we're pairing that with the artistic talent, with our winemaking talents, and our food, and we've got some delicious things to enjoy in the dining room. But it's that kind of combination of the music, the food, and the wine that we think is special.
All right, so now, once again, Ian Flanagan will be performing Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. We've got a little taste for you of some of his music for you. This is One Man.
This old world is a burning flame, rising high. Day by day, nothing gonna change if the talk is cheap. If your faith is shaking like an autumn leaf, don't let one man ever set your pace, tell you how to run it. This human race, it takes one man. How to feed this flame in this old world will burn the same.
Some of the music that you'll be hearing, Ian Flanagan, and we're going to welcome Ian right now to Robinhood Radio. Ian, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Marshall, thanks for having me on.
So your music, as I listen to it, kind of brings me back to the days when I would listen to Harry Chapin, a storyteller with a guitar.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So let's talk a little bit about your music and how you got into the music and into doing what you're doing right now.
Well, I've always been in the music industry, actually. Like, when I was 10 years old, I started writing. And over the last, 20 years, I've been just progressively stepping out further and further, but always writing.
Now, you live in upstate New York, right?
Yeah, in Saugerties, New York.
Saugerties, New York. Really started my radio career in Kingston, New York, first at WKNY and then at WBPM. And one thing I remember about the Hudson Valley back then is there was live music everywhere, from bands to guitars. I mean, you name it. It seemed to have gone away for a long while. And do you feel now that, once again, live music venues are coming back for people to enjoy, people like you and bands?
Yeah, I feel like it's picking up again. For a while there in Saugerties, we had a couple venues, but then they closed down. So now I am seeing a lot more, pop-up kind of small festivals. We throw a couple a year, and, Woodstock is really taking off again. So upstate definitely has a lot of venues, and there's just tons of musicians all around up here.
And I think when you combine something like with what you do, and also then you take Charlie over at Cascade Mountain Winery, I find a lot. These events are a little different to go to, but they're great events that combine both music and an atmosphere where you can relax and enjoy, have some wine, have some food.
Oh yeah, it's great. And up there at Cascade Mountain, it's just a beautiful setting, and they got great food. So, throwing places or throwing shows in alternative venues like that is really just. Those private shows are really great. They're like more listening rooms. So,
And what's great about the Cascade listening room is it really is pretty kind of cool. It's a different type of listening room. Let's talk a little bit about the song we just heard. That is a submission you made to the Tiny Desk concert at NPR, right?
Yes, yes, it is.
Now, how'd you find out about the Tiny Desk concert?
Well, you know, NPR over the last few years has just kind of gotten just massive. So I heard it was coming around this time, and I just wrote that song for that competition because I just knew that it would be thousands of people entering anyway, so I figured I'd just toss my hat in there.
Have you heard back from them yet?
I think, actually, this weekend they announce everything, so looking forward to that.
Well, good luck with that. But once again, Ian, you're going to be at Cascade Mountain Winery on Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. And Charlie, this, once again, is a nice way to kick off and open up the springtime.
Absolutely. A couple of things to note that we are going to benefit the Northeast Community Center again.
I want to butt in here now. This is really important, folks, because the Northeast Community Center lost one of their biggest fundraisers of the year, which was the Spring for Sound. And that's not going to happen this year. So if you this makes this concert and other fundraisers like this, this makes this really important for them because they've got to find a way to replace the money that they've lost from that.
Absolutely, and it's just, as you know, everyone knows, I think it's a great organization, so we're happy to help out. And the other thing I just wanted to add is the word authentic was one I wanted to get in there when talking about and describing Ian's music and also the winery dining room, because you're going to have a chance to really be, you know, right in front of Ian as he performs and really see, you know, an authentic singer-songwriter singing his own music, you know, right there in front of you. It's a unique experience.
You know, Ian, we talk about seeing performers live, but I think when you see performers live, and especially in this setting where you're up close, you feel the music, and I don't mean emotionally. You actually feel the music.
Oh yeah, that's one of the best parts about the listening room size. You know, it's like you're really in it, so it just, I think you connect a little bit more in these settings.
Well, once again, it's Cascade Mountain Winery. Ian Flanagan will be there on Saturday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Now, tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. Once again, portions of the proceeds going to benefit the Northeast Community Center. The doors are going to open up at 6:30. The show's at 7:30. It's in the main dining room there. There's going to be an assortment of wines, barbecue, wood-fired pizzas, salads, and desserts available. Reservations for dinner are encouraged separately, by the way. And once again, the major thing that we can point out here, that a portion of the proceeds are going to benefit the Northeast Community Center. It should be a lot of fun. Charlie, can they purchase tickets online at your website?
Yes, there are links on the site. Yep.
All right, then that is cascademt.com. Cascademt.com. Where you can pick up tickets. Charlie and Ian, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you, Marshall.